Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Sabino.
Yeah, it would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state. Calm down, Dan. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Whether you're at your house, you're at the park, you're at a tailgate, wherever it is, enjoy beef on the grill this weekend. And of course, if you're, you know, a weeknight cook such as myself, beef is always a great weeknight meal. Sometimes, you know, you take beef and you make like a different kind of meal out of it. And then sometimes you just do what I'm going to do tonight and I'm going to cook everybody a steak. And that's just how we're having for dinner tonight. So my kids are happy. I'm happy. Beef, it literally is what's for dinner. Thanks to the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. It's the place to find the Starkville versus everybody shirts. They've got them at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, they've got it at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. I didn't make it to Restaurant Tyler today, but I'm going to make it there this week. I'm making that my own solemn vow, and I hope that Robbie Falk will join me, and we'll see if we can't make that happen. What game are you covering Friday?
West Point, Knox Day.
So you'll be in the area?
Yes, I'll be in Macon.
Okay, so maybe swing through here for lunch on Friday. Have lunch with your old friend Brian.
I doubt it, but hey, we'll make it happen at some point.
She just shot me down there. It's like, you know, like that girl who told me she had to do homework. It's just crushing me. Oh, whatever. Somebody.
Yeah, you got so many excuses back in the day. They just all kind of like lined up. It's weird how that happened.
Yeah, it is.
Every single girl was busy.
Yeah, not all of them. Like I, you know, I went on a few dates. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe if Restaurant Tyler had been around, I could have, you know.
You could have schmoozed them.
Could have schmoozed them a little bit. Oh well.
Yeah. You had the Beechwood. I mean.
Well, I was in Vicksburg. I'm talking about up here in college.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean. Yeah. You had something to sell back then too.
I guess. Yeah. High school Brian wasn't taking any girls to the Beechwood. I'll put it that way. So,
no, high school Robbie wouldn't have either. We went to El Rodeo.
There you go, something like that. All right, Restaurant Tyler, you guys know the drill. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker that knows you as well as they know your money. That's Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast. We got a lot of great questions in. And, of course, the Rumblings are brought to you by the good folks at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition, but they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them today, 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle, or of course, if you're in the Tupelo area, give my friends at Paul Davis Restoration a call. All right, let's just jump right in. Dalton Lee gets us first going today, so we're starting off with somebody's life that's incredible.
I can't wait.
Here we go. My wife and I were at Strange Brew and overheard two girls talking about how much fun it was rushing the field, followed by, wait, who did we play? My wife said I look distraught hearing that. What is something you overheard that made you sick? You got one? I got one.
That's pretty bad. The girls that they would just sit around and talk the whole game, and they saw everybody running down to the field, so they just followed.
And made an Insta moment out of it. They, you know.
So I saw two Mississippi State softball players. Am I gonna name who they are? I think it was like 2 years ago when Ole Miss beat LSU. Mm-hmm. They rushed the field. The softball players rushed the field at Ole Miss.
Oh.
For Insta creds, I don't know. But what are you doing?
That's rough.
What are you doing?
Do you have another one? I have one. It's a little different.
It made me sick.
Yeah. Like, did you heard somebody say something?
I don't. Maybe not made me sick, but the thing the other day when I was in Strange Brew also, and the girl was like, I don't know why this podcast keeps telling people to go get the Thunder and Lightning. That made me laugh.
Yeah. So
I've heard a lot of things like where I'm just sitting around where somebody's just like physically I've gotten sick a couple of times when someone has been telling someone else their problems.
I know one that's made you sick.
When somebody, which one?
Somebody, you heard somebody say, yeah, you've got to say Jeans Page after you introduce yourself.
That was said to me.
I know.
That did make me sick. Yeah. And then I was told that they're going to go make sure I don't work there anymore. So that was weird. No, the other day, I heard some girls. We were like in public, and these girls were talking about their medical issues, like very loudly.
Nobody wants that.
And I was like, is this the place for that?
Place for that.
I don't want to hear about your gynecology appointment. I don't need to hear any of that. No. And especially the diagnosis that you had at that appointment.
No, I don't want to hear.
Yeah, so that absolutely, that made me sick.
All right, so mine is a little different. Mine's kind of sort of like his here in that it was somebody who they should have known. All right. We got to go back to my freshman year of college here. This story has stuck with me. So I'm taking Principles of Macroeconomics. Now, that is a class. Ugh. Like, it's more about the history of economics, right? It's not so much you're not learning, like, how economics happen. You're learning about the great economists and their theories and things like that, right?
It sounds hard.
It wasn't. No. The class was actually very easy. But we had to do a paper. And so he handed out these sheets that had an economist name on there. And we had to do a report on the economist, right? So this is like 1995. There's no real internet or anything like that. So the guy, you know, he's trying to give us some help. He's like, if you don't know who your guy is, raise your hand. And I had to raise my hand. I didn't know who my guy was. I didn't know who David Ricardo was at the time.
What?
I know, right?
You know about David Ricardo?
But then this one girl, she starts making like a scene about it. She's like, I have no idea who this person is. Now, remember, we're in college, right? And the guy's like, who is it? Karl Marx. And I just looked. Like, we're in college. I don't know who David Ricardo is. I'll wear that one. I don't remember exactly what it is. I think it had something to do with supply and, like, he developed something with supply and demand. I don't remember exactly. But to not know who that is something to be in college and not know. And that has stuck with me through the years.
Who's Karl Marx?
Who's Karl Marx? Karl Marlox? I don't know how to pronounce that. So. All right. Also from Dalton, I chipped my tooth on a cowbell when someone went in for a hug.
Of course you did.
My ears are still ringing. Two questions. Have you ever had any cowbell related injuries other than the, you know, the blisters? No, I don't have any. I've never had a cowbell. I have seen somebody lose the ringer and fly down and it hit somebody in the head, but
I've seen that too.
Seen that happen. Do you have anything? Yeah.
No, nothing's ever happened to me, but one of my buddies, whenever I was in junior high, his cowbell ringer came out and nailed someone like 20 rows things, below.
It happens in slow motion. Like, you see it fly out and it's just like,
oh no. And there's no way you can warn anybody.
You can't do anything. It's just
20 rows.
They're screwed. So,
and my roommate at the Liberty Bowl in 2007, his bell came out, and he just started beating it on the concourse, the little the where like the tunnel. He just started beating it on the concrete. Just like that, that was his ringing, was like, I'm just going to hammer the cowbell on the concrete.
Yeah.
I don't think the ringer actually hit anybody, but.
Also from Dalton, what do you think the ratio of deaf people to MSU fans are in the state? I would imagine it's there is a higher proclivity, isn't that the word, of deafness amongst Mississippi State fans as opposed to other college fan bases. I would agree with that.
I was actually thinking about that the other night because that was probably top three loudest game I've ever been
It's
to.
up there. It's
It, it was it literally was one of the loudest I've ever been to, and my ears actually are still ringing right now.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was thinking about that. I was like, our ears are probably going to be permanently damaged, like, the older we get. Like, I'm probably going to have to get hearing aids. I've offered to buy Paul Jones hearing aids for himself because we're sitting literally 2 feet from each other at a press conference, and you hear him. If you go and watch the videos, you will hear him say, has anybody asked yet about Will Whitson? And like in a very loud voice because he can't hear anybody else ask a question and he can't hear his own self talk. So I will not get to that point.
We need to do something for him.
I will get hearing aids before that time.
Ryan Reynolds, the actor? Eh. How many days would you go without showering if you were paid $100K each day? I'd go a week.
I think that would probably be the limit for me.
A week is it? And I'm going to try to limit my social. I'm not going to go out much that week. I'm going to just try to stay at home.
Now, like, if I think my wife would actually, she loves money. She wants me to smell good, but she loves money.
You might encourage an extra day or two.
She probably would be like, look, I could live with this if you just, well, here's the thing about this. Are we able to put on deodorant?
I can change clothes and put on deodorant, so yeah.
Can I wash my face?
I mean, I think you got to be able to wash your face. Because
I mean,
on your face, like you're eating, I got to be able to wash my face.
I am a chronic showerer.
I like to. I take a shower. Yeah,
I take 2 showers a day.
Oh,
every now and then I take 3.
Uh huh.
I'm just weird about that. I got to be clean, and so.
This would be tough for you.
This would be very difficult, but $500,000, if I can go like if I go 7 days, I'll make $700,000.
Like the key is to start on a Saturday where you don't have to go anywhere, like Saturday. And then, you know, Sunday, you might be a little ripe at church, but you'll probably be okay. Put some cologne on. And then, you know, you start the week and you just got to, you know, hope for the best.
Well, I always think about sometimes how disgusting people were in the like early times,
when
there was no bathing
out of your head at like 30.
Like that's the weirdest thing to me to think about. It's like I can't imagine it.
Yeah,
like if we go a day without showering,
I feel icky.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Which you know, it could be, like there's conspiracies out there that the stuff that we put on our bodies actually makes us stink worse. Like the stuff gets into your skin, it comes out like.
Today,
you're actually supposed to be more natural than you are.
So today, I was listening to Chris Van Vliet's podcast. He had Dan Soder on.
Oh yes,
Soder's a huge wrestling fan, right?
Big Macho Man guy.
Does the Macho Man impression, but also does Andre the Giant. And he said he was on a project with somebody. It was did you ever watch Billions?
No.
Okay. There's another.
Is that the Rock thing? No, that's
no, that was something. I know what you're talking about. It's not.
He's like the sports agent stuff.
Yeah, this is the guy's like a hedge fund manager.
Okay.
Soder was on the show, and he said he would call this guy and leave Andre the Giant voicemails of conspiracy theories. And I'm trying to walk while I was listening to this. I was doubled over. I mean, he's like, I can't. I don't know if I can quite get Andre. But he's like, well, they'll not. Not on the moon. Why was there wind? There's no wind in space.
Have you heard?
I'm trying to walk. And then he starts doing my. He said with Macho Man, he's like, just quote song lyrics. He's like, yeah, welcome to the jungle. It gets worse here day by day. Ah.
Yeah, funny like, games.
I was dying listening to this, man.
Have you heard Karrion Kross do Jesse Ventura?
They talk about that on the show. They say him and Will Sasso have the best Ventura.
Oh my God, Will Sasso is so good, man.
Have you heard Will Sasso's Scott Hall?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. He does a really good Scott
That
Hall.
joke that Scott Hall told him, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Where that's one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard in my life.
Will
So,
Sasso is a very underrated
yeah. He says Sasso can
impressionist.
do a good Hogan too. He said
He can.
he wants to meet up with Sasso and do the Mega Powers.
That would be
That's
excellent.
so. Yeah, we got to move on here. Brick Thomas just had to share my picture on the field after my question about rushing last week. There it is. I never
Yep.
wanted to leave the field because once we did, the moment was over. What other times have you felt like that in Mississippi State history? I wasn't there, but I'm quite sure that Robbie up there in Omaha, like the celebrations afterwards, you probably wanted those to go on forever.
I was really upset, like, that we had to leave
Yeah.
the next day
For me.
because, like, I came out of the stadium. I find, like, I was trying to actually get done with work so I could go see what the reaction was outside.
Yeah.
And honestly, I didn't want to leave the stadium either just to soak it in.
Yeah.
But being around all the Mississippi State fans after that game, when everybody knew that they had just won a national championship was incredible.
For me, I was being in the Grove in 1998 when we won to go to the SEC West Championship, to go to the SEC Championship game. Like being in that stadium afterwards, you're in your biggest rival stadium. You've just won the Egg Bowl. You're going to the SEC Championship game. That was an unbelievable feeling. That would certainly be one. I was at the Elite Eight game where State beat Cincinnati to go to the Final Four, and just being in Rupp and watching them cut down the nets, he didn't want to leave the arena. That is definitely a real thing, Brick. So good stuff there. Colton Watson. Oh, now you show up. Now that we've got one out of the way, is Mississippi State going to crack down on field storming again in the future? It just depends. If Mississippi State in a few weeks is, let's say State is, let me just pull out the old schedule here. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that State wins these next two games. Let's say they beat, we'll say they beat Tennessee. They lose to A&M, but they beat Florida, right? So you're 6-1 when you host Texas. Or, what if you're 7-2 when you host Georgia and you beat them? They'll let you storm. I don't think they're going to crack down.
No,
But that
I
said,
just don't. You don't need to make a
no, it doesn't need to
like
be every
the
week.
best thing that could happen for Mississippi State is everybody get on the same page with, hey, let them get the people off the
Yeah, and
field.
then we come
It
out
take
there.
just 3 minutes. That would have saved Mississippi State
You know what's funny
$500,000.
is, in reality, it would have made a lot of sense to flash a warning on the jumbotron that said, "In the event of a field storming, please wait 3 minutes." But
Well,
if
they
you have the
did.
same, but then you, no. I'm talking about like while the game is going on. But
Yeah, you
then you
can't do
have a
that.
repeat of the Kentucky thing. You can't do that. So
But
now.
that, like, everybody knew, everybody saw it up there, like, you have 3 minutes. Like, just wait. But
Yeah.
this one I can give a pass
Yeah.
because of the
If
way it happened.
it happens again, there has to be like some fans, if you plan to take the field, please allow that, so on. You have to do something. I don't know. Let's
Yeah.
arrange these 2025 opponents from most to least difficult. Arkansas, A&M, Florida, Ole Miss, Tennessee. For me, it's Arkansas, Florida. This is the least difficult. Arkansas, Florida, Ole Miss, A&M, Tennessee. That's what it is.
Arkansas, Florida, A&M, Ole Miss,
No,
Tennessee.
Ole Miss is ahead of is in the middle. They're three. A&M is fourth because it's on the road.
Yeah, I could get along with that.
All right. Last Saturday was worth a jump of blank number of spots in the national recruiting rankings for the class of 26. Well, none yet. I mean, they haven't had any new commitments. So
Yeah, but I think they made a lot of headway.
I'm sure they
Now
did.
you just have to,
Got to keep winning.
yeah, you got to finish it.
All right. Ben Berryhill, with the new rule penalizing any gun gestures this year, do you think this back to judge talked to the ASU running back about how it could have been a 15-yard penalty? Should have been. I haven't seen this, so let me just mute this.
Was that on the run, Diego Broomfield
Yeah, that's
tackle?
at the end of the game. Yeah. What does he do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they could have thrown a flag there. They could have thrown a flag. The thing is,
Well, I
the
think that the
officials.
players were like, hey, get back to the huddle, because it
Yeah.
almost, that
Yeah.
could have been a little bad.
Yeah, because I mean,
And it's actually probably a good thing, though, that Mississippi State
worked out that good for State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if it's like fourth and one, they would have been able. They might have gone for that. I don't know. But they should have. They probably should have thrown the flag.
They probably just would have ran the clock out.
Yeah. Our buddy Steve Mormon. State is currently ranked 58th in defense. With the loss of Whitson, how hard will it be to maintain that? If we can finish 60 or better, how much does that change your outlook for the season? If the State finishes 60 or better in total defense, they're going to win eight games. They're going to win eight games. Our guy's going to be right.
Yeah. Numbers-wise, we looked at that. We looked at some of the teams that were there last year.
If they're
year.
In the top 60 in offense and defense, which they probably would be in that situation, they're easily an eight-win team.
And they have a shot to be around top 50 in both before going into the Tennessee game.
Yeah.
But, you know, those numbers should fluctuate a little bit, maybe on defense, especially against better teams. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to drop a little bit, but – my thing is, like, can you be top 80? That's been my thing the whole time. Is like, can you be inside the top 80?
Yeah.
That gives you a chance to for sure make a bowl.
Yeah. Robert Dance asks, hottest seat in the SEC and in the country, keep eating American beef. Absolutely. In the SEC, this is an easy question to me. In the SEC, it's Napier. It's not close, really. It's not close. He is by far the hottest. And then nationally, doesn't it have to be Mike Gundy?
Do you think they're ready for a change?
He's been there for so long, and now they're. I mean, they lost 69-3.
That is.
You can't go on like that. So.
And, you know, he's got all this other stuff, or like he's, you know, he's had the
political stuff,
the rant, the political stuff. Is like, I think people just are kind of tired of him. I could see them just saying, hey, like, it's time to move on, I think.
Yeah. John says, one of the changes in game day atmosphere, Davis Way, was the lack of video commercials on the Jumbotron. Kept fans involved and engaged between timeouts with music being played instead firing the crowd up. With that subject in mind, have there been serious talks with corporate sponsorship painted on Scott Field? First off, he makes a good point, and something I didn't even notice, but like, yeah, they did like all the presentations they were doing and stuff. All that went away. They were just like, play music during the timeouts. Keep the crowd going. I thought that was really smart. We asked Zach Selman about that when the SEC made a decision on it. He said that, you know, it was something they would consider, but obviously it hasn't happened as of yet. So my guess is it will eventually happen, but it just hasn't happened as of yet.
They put the ribbon boards in front of the gridiron for more ads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think just adding ads around the stadium, that helps alleviate some of that. You don't have to have all these video, you know, ads during the timeouts.
Mm-hmm. Dylan Newell says, if you describe something as indescribable, haven't you already described it? I guess. I mean, you're not wrong. Shelby Beach, I finally met you face-to-face Saturday. That was cool. It was cool to meet you, Shelby. Great to meet you guys.
I didn't get to meet Shelby.
Well, I was outside Davis Wade when I was going in, and he's like, hey, Dad. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, Shelby Beach. And I was like, oh, man, it's good to finally meet you, because he's been rumbling with us for years.
Rumbling and a bumbling.
Clearly not a wrestling crowd. I was expecting a holy blank chant. That would be an incredible chant. If when State scored, everybody started chanting, holy, you know what?
That would be pretty good.
I would
good.
Have marked out a little bit. That would have been fun. Will next year's sound system be able to overcome that much cowbell? The bells are drowning out everything else. No. Doesn't matter how good this new sound system is. When you got 50,000 bells going, that's what you're going to hear.
You just need more clarity. They're going to have to add, you know, monitors around the stadium, like speaker system, like every few feet pretty much to have people be able to hear.
That is
part of the problem, is it's just so loud in there from the cowbells. It drowns everything else out.
Yeah.
But there are some things that they can do better. Like the speakers that are up there in the video board are doing pretty much nothing. I can't hear anything.
They're not
from
doing
that.
Anything. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Last one. Do you think the lack of running was based on Shapen's reads on the RPOs? In the third quarter, I thought we were about to go back to always run, never pass. Those are RPOs, so he is making those reads. So, I mean, it's got to be some part of it for sure. I always say the same thing with that, though. It's like, the coach could just say, hand the ball off. Be like, I don't care what the read is. Just run a dive. Like, you know, Lebby's got to at some point. And Moorhead used to give me that excuse, too. And I don't buy it. You can just say, we're going to run the ball here. Blake, hand the ball off. And just go from there. You can do that. So
you can. I mean, and they did do that.
Yeah,
a few times it just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to figure out a way to put the running backs in better position, I think.
Yeah. Willie Dizzle, correct orientation of the toilet paper roll, front facing or Billy Ray Cyrus? First off, I've never heard it referred to as Billy Ray Cyrus. That's really funny.
I like that.
But it's front facing. It should be front facing. It should not.
Is it a man thing? Versus a woman thing.
I think it is, yeah. Men,
because a lot of women I hear saying they want it on the back side of it. I don't understand that.
They're crazy people. Don't listen to them.
Why do you want to reach underneath the toilet paper roll to get toilet paper?
Just be right there. Yeah,
it makes no sense to me.
You're correct. Papa Crawdad, we get $25,000 and we're sent back in time to when we were 10. You have 3 hours to buy whatever you want and bring it with you to the present day. What are you buying for Max Investments? Got to be physical stuff, no stocks. Okay, hold on a second. I may have an idea.
This is, for me, this is 1999, which would have been an incredible time to live.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of things that I want to relive from 1998 to 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State related. Like I would love to go grab a helmet with interlocking helmet, game used.
You and I are not on the same page for this at all.
Well, I'm just talking Mississippi State. I said Mississippi State perspective.
Okay.
I'm
thinking, he's talking about in terms of like we're making an investment here. You want to be able to come back future, and whatever you've got, you can sell. So I looked at mine, and I was correct. 1985 is when I was 10, right? That's the year the Jordan 1s come out. I got $25,000. I'm going to buy as many pairs of Air Jordan 1s as I can, and then we're going to come back, and I've got, you know, 400 pairs of pristine, still-in-the-box Jordans. They're probably going to sell for like $3,000 to $4,000 a piece. I'm going to make a ton of money on those. That's my thought process.
I was thinking like classic cars, and then I'm looking at the top vehicles in 1999.
Honda Accord,
a Toyota Camry, a Dodge Ram. Nobody would want any of these. Ford Taurus.
So
I drive a Ford Taurus.
Like 1999. Is that what you said? 99.
99.
I'm trying to think.
Ferrari 360, a Porsche, GT3.
Any year is going to have cars like that, though. I'm trying to think, is there something specific to 1999 that you could get? I don't know. That's a good question.
Back in the day, I would have said, oh, yeah, I'm going to save up these. I can't wait to sell these Beanie Babies.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Princess Diana like sitting in a glass case.
Yeah,
and now like they just like give those like we're giving them to our kids to play with or like have in their crib or something.
Exactly. Tyler Hamm, the scene in Saving Private Ryan where Corporal Upham hides in the stairwell while Private Mellish loses the brutal knife fight to the Nazi makes me fighting mad every time. What movie scene causes overwhelming feelings, regardless how many times you see it? In Hoosiers, I got it. I'll make it. That's one.
Jimmy Chitwood.
Yeah, Miracle. Even though it's based on a true story, but like the scene. You know, these are more chill scenes. As far as like making me mad. I'm trying to think. Is there like one I'm just like, is there something I don't want to? I won't ever watch the Last Jedi again. When they kill Luke Skywalker, I was like, I'm out. I'm out on this. I won't do this any longer. And I didn't go. I didn't go see Rise of Skywalker. I never will.
The movie My Dog Skip.
Yeah,
it always made me really sad. I hadn't seen it in several years.
And what's the other one? Was it something in me?
Molly and Me.
Is it Molly?
I believe that's correct.
Let me check. Movie about a dog. Sad. Sounds like a Trump. That sounds like a Trump tweet. But it's a movie about a dog. Sad. Marley.
Marley and Me, yeah.
Yeah.
With Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson and is Jennifer Aniston? Is that who the other one is? I think that's right.
I think so.
So there you go. Where are we here? Nick Aiken. Recently started watching wrestling with my daughter. She's hooked. That's what happened with me.
Very good.
My daughter, Aislinn, is the biggest AEW mark out there. I showed her the picture. Did you see this picture going around yesterday from Maxwell Jacob Friedman's wedding?
Where he had the belt over his wife's face.
No. It was him and Sammy Guevara and Darby Allin, who I'm pretty sure was wearing a tux jacket with no shirt. But regardless, no makeup on. And they're like, you know, they're like got their arms around each other and they're smiling. I was like, Aislinn, this picture's gonna blow your mind. She was like, ah. But she loves AEW now. So cool. I'm glad you got your daughter into it. What is your all-time favorite finishing move?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Some of my most memorable is like Swanton Bomb,
It's a good one.
Jeff Hardy. I love Jeff Hardy back in the day, so that was one of my favorites as a kid. I could never do it, but that was something that I wanted to do.
You broke your neck if you tried that.
Yeah, I know.
My favorite finishing move of all time, to me, it just looks absolutely devastating, is the Razor's Edge.
Yeah,
Like,
that's a
it's one
great
thing
one.
to powerbomb, but you put them up like that and you take them straight down. I was like, that is cool. That
I
and
love top rope finishers.
My number two is so it's simple, but it's Savage's elbow. I mean, it just looks devastating.
The frog splash, Eddie
Yeah.
Guerrero's frog splash, I love because he was the best ever at it.
Yeah. And then also, for Cena's final match, who would you like to see him go against? I have an answer. I want to hear yours.
Randy Orton.
Well, he's already done that, though.
That's what I want his final match to be.
So my thought process was this, and I don't think it can happen, but he's kind of already hit up the rest of his rivals, right? He got Orton. He's going to get Lesnar here. Who was the other one? Who did he wrestle between Orton and
Cody Rhodes?
No, but it was somebody else.
Logan Paul.
No. I'm talking about back when he was doing the heel turn thing. He wrestled, it was like right after, it was the pay-per-view after Orton. I forget who it was. It was a veteran guy. I don't remember. But I wish they could do something where Adam Copeland could wrestle him one more time.
That would be great.
That's the best rivalry there. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
that'd be great.
If AEW could somehow just be like, for one night only, you can go and wrestle that. That would be
or
awesome.
CM Punk is the other guy he wrestled.
Punk is who I'm thinking of. Yes. Punk.
Yeah.
Yes, and he'd be, but he they got
but
that.
Like as far as what they have in there right now, I just, unless it's a Brock Lesnar and he comes out victorious against Lesnar.
Yeah.
He overcomes the odds. Because Lesnar's probably gonna beat him down, I would imagine, at WrestlePalooza, which is the craziest name
It's a great day.
I've ever heard. Do we have clarification on how this pay-per-view thing works?
With ESPN? I think if you're an ESPN subscriber, which
if
I
you're
am,
already if you already have
you don't have to pay
ESPN.
anymore.
Okay. So I completely misunderstood that.
Yeah, it's not when they're saying it was $30, it's like it's $30 a month for ESPN. It's not $30 a pay-per-view plus ESPN.
But I mean, like, if you already get ESPN, not the separate
you don't
app,
have to pay anything else.
So it's free.
It should be correct.
That changes my opinion on everything.
Yeah,
if that's
yeah,
how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
that's how I understood it. The way
but that's I get
Conrad,
why people were like, because a lot of wrestling fans aren't ESPN Plus subscribers, but I
well,
am.
I'm not an ESPN Plus subscriber either.
But you will be.
But well, what the way that Conrad and JBL made it sound the other day is if you have ESPN with your provider, you can get access.
I don't know if that's correct. I thought it was you had to be an ESPN
well,
Plus
then
subscriber.
I'm going to have to pay $30 for that subscription service,
Right.
or get the bundle or whatever.
But you also get ESPN Plus. So, you know, you can watch all of the Carabao Cup and FA Cup matches. There's some La Liga.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm getting my return on investment quickly with that.
Yes. 321 Bully. I traveled from Florida to Starkville for the Arizona State game. Excluding tailgate and stadium foods, these are from my stops. How did I do? Little Dewey, Two Brothers, Thai Siam, and Ben 612. Those Ben 612 cheese fries look unbelievably good. I think those are good choices. I'm not a big Thai Siam guy. I go to Andaman Thai when I want to hit the Thai food. You like
that's the place.
You stopped the other day. You said you were getting Thai food. I didn't know you liked Thai food.
That's where Becky and Natty said they wanted to go, and it was closed.
Yeah,
so we had to go to Nukes. But
like Thai food?
I like the noodles.
Okay, well, with that,
drunken noodles. Yeah,
throw that on the list, man. We'll eat some Thai food sometime. I like it.
Yeah, my wife is a huge Thai food fan.
Really? Okay.
Well, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
She loves it.
But all right. But these are good choices, 321 Bowl.
What is that, rice and chicken?
Yeah, it looks like some sort of like chicken fried rice with some broccoli. It looks good. I'd eat that.
What do we have over here? The crawfish egg rolls and the grilled cheese?
Yeah, with some beans. That looks good from Two Brothers.
Sure.
We got some, I think these are wings. Oh, that's catfish. That's blackened catfish.
Blackened catfish.
Hush puppies, baked beans, mac and cheese from the Dewey. And then what we got here for the Ben 612, they got like the Nashville hot chicken fries and chicken or cheese fries there. Look at the amount
looks of like cheese. A gut buster, but I'd eat it.
Look at the amount of cheese in that thing. That looks delicious. Good choices. These are good stuff. All right. Hunter Bolin. Was everybody really kung fu fighting? I mean, that's what the guy said. That's what he said.
Sources say.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. And, of course, the older brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. Those are two great dining options for you right there next door to each other in the Cotton District. This weekend, if you're going to be in town for football, these are great pregame spots. Watch some games. Enjoy some great food. It's a short walk to Davis Wade Stadium from there. Park your car on campus, head over to the Cotton District and enjoy yourself. But, of course, after the game, whatever you want to do, it's all right there for you. We love a trip to Two Brothers and the older brother in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50, brother.
When you need technology for your business, if you need a new copy or a new printer, if you need new laptops or new computers, call Advantage Business Systems today. To not only get a great product, but to get service after the sale. To get somebody who's there for you when you make that phone call and say, hey, something's not right. Can you come fix it? And you don't have to hear, well, we can maybe get somebody out there next week. No, you're going to hear, yeah, we can be there probably by the end of the day. Maybe certainly by tomorrow. Because they're in Mississippi, just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go for maroon and white gear here in the city of Starkville. The biggest and best selection. All of the new logos. Everything you're looking for. And, of course, if you're a Starkville versus everybody aficionado, they've got a great collection of those shirts coming as well. It's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code, THUNDER15, to save 15% off regular price. You can save some money. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the game on Saturday, before you go to Davis Wade, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. If you're going to be out in the yard this weekend, a trip to Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden can save you some headaches, can save you some trouble. Doesn't matter how big your lawn is. If you got a little small yard that you need a little push mower for, or if you need the big guns like Robbie Falk does, need that big commercial mower, they've got it for you at Scruggs. They've got great deals and great financing available to you. But whatever you're doing around the house, if you got home repair projects, the best names and power tools are at Scruggs. If you're working out in the garden, all of your gardening needs are there at Scruggs. If you're just cooking out, it's a grill master's paradise at Scruggs. Go check it out in South Tillo. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. They have what you want for less. All right, let's jump back in here. And Scotty Dickey asks, biggest upgrade from last year, State's defense, State's game day experience, State's media team. All three of those are better. There's just no
good. That's a really good question, though.
Yeah.
What is much more better than the other ones?
The game day experience, the defense is probably the answer. Just because
because
I would not say State's game day experience and State's media team last year were the worst in the country, but I would say the defense was.
Yeah.
So I would
You went
definitely.
from absolutely awful to it looks like they're average or maybe
I
a
settle.
little above average. You
States.
went from really bad game day atmosphere to great game day atmosphere. Pretty bad media
We're sorry,
stuff
Bryce.
to
We're really sorry.
incredible.
We're sorry, Bryce. It's not you. It was not
We're
you.
not blaming you, Matt. We're not blaming you,
I'm blaming
Bryce.
you, Bryce. It was the other. Sometimes you just get caught up in things. Yeah, I mean, all three of those are much, much improved. There's no getting around that. It's difficult to rank. Hunter Boland again. If you had to choose one WWE song to be your baseball walkout, what would it be? Mine would be Glorious. That's a good choice. Mine would be Line in the Sand.
Line in the sand.
Yeah, I love that song.
That's a good one.
Evolution is a mystery. What do you got?
If it's, it has to be wrestling.
It said it had to be wrestling, yeah.
This Fire Burns by
It's a good
it's the old
choice.
CM Punk song
We
by
got to,
Killswitch Engage.
let's take a quick second to talk here. They just released the SEC baseball schedule.
Yeah, thank you for doing that in the middle of the
That's all right.
rumblings. And we have
Hey,
so many other things to do
you
today.
ready? We'll just go through it here. Here we go. At Arkansas,
Ooh.
Vanderbilt at home,
Oh.
at Ole Miss,
Oh.
Georgia at home,
Huh.
Tennessee at home, at South Carolina, LSU at home, at Texas, Auburn at home, finish the year at College Station.
What a schedule.
That is a schedule. If this team is going to be good, they're going to be proven.
Wow.
That is that, that nobody's got a tougher first 4 weeks than Mississippi State.
So
Or
at
first 5
home,
weeks.
you get Vandy, Georgia, Tennessee, LSU,
Auburn.
and Auburn at home. That is an incredible home schedule.
Yeah.
That is an incredible home schedule. And then on the road, Arkansas, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Texas, and A&M. That's a tough road schedule, too. The home schedule has the potential. You got a potential to have monster crowds the whole year.
I mean, if the team is as good as we think it's going to be, every one of those games should be 12,000 plus.
The RPI is not going to be an
Not
issue.
going to be an issue. You can schedule whoever you want in the non-conference. You're going to be fine. That's a
Yeah,
crazy
wow.
schedule.
Yeah, because the last 2 years, the schedule has not been that daunting. That's a tough schedule. I mean, you don't have. There's not many series here where I'm like state can sweep.
The only one that stands out as a road one is South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah. That's
Man.
crazy. Can't wait. Cannot wait. That's gonna be
That'd be
awesome.
great.
Yeah. All right. Did you give your theme song? It was This Fire Burns, right?
Yes, this Fire
You
Burns
know what you
by
should have gone
Killswitch
with?
Engage.
You should have gone HBK. I want you coming out there.
Sexy boy?
Boom.
Nah.
Is that there? Yes. Yeah. Grinding on them. Yeah, there you go.
Nah.
Let's see here. Cameron Worm.
Big worm?
If you get any player in college football in the portal to help this team, who would it be? Who's the best pass rusher in college football? Who is it?
Dylan Stewart.
That's who I'd get. That's the answer.
Yep. Dylan Stewart would be the, because I think he can defend the run a little bit too.
Yeah.
That'd probably be my guy.
I recently discovered I'm going to have a son. Congratulations. Congratulations. Little worm.
Congratulations.
I want to say congratulations. It's Little Worm.
Baby worm, you
Baby
said?
Worm, yeah. How should I introduce him to state sports? I mean, you're his dad, man. Just watch the games. He'll sit down and watch them with you. That's how it worked for me.
Yeah. I promise you it's like we've made a depressing statement about Mississippi State over the last 2 or 3 years. It's been way worse. It has
Yeah.
been way worse for kids. You and I went through some tumultuous times. You went through way worse times than I did as a child. But it's been way worse as far as the athletic department's concerned. I didn't mean like
I know what you meant.
I meant like your Mississippi State fandom.
Father, why did you leave? Junction.
Oh, you're like out in the streets begging
Yeah,
for.
it was rough. Junction Report. Do you think y'all's the media team is killing it? I do, compared to last year. It obviously is. Or was last year's media team not able to execute to their fullest potential because the team wasn't great? The team that had nothing to do with what happened there. Those guys. Again, Bryce, we're not talking about you. Those guys, they didn't have a feel for it, man. Like, State gives up 60 points or gives up 59 points to Arkansas, and they do a defensive highlight video. And they clip.
Like, I remember, like, they lost the Arizona State game, and, like, they clipped us, like, yeah, doubting them or
and
something.
And then they lose to Toledo. And, like, so it just didn't work. And then the coup de grace, the final nail in the coffin was the whole signing day debacle. I mean, aside from the fact they had a really poorly executed idea, they showed up to work, like, 2 hours late. You can't have that, so.
I still don't know what happened there.
I don't
man.
Either. We never will. We never will. All right, Matt McCann is back with the Mascot Challenge Swack Edition. Are you ready? Alabama A&M.
Bulldogs.
That's right. Florida A&M.
Are they like the Gators or something?
They're a reptile. They're the Rattlers.
The Rattlers. Yeah. It's like snakes.
Yeah. Prairie View, A&M.
Prairie View. They're purple.
Yep.
Prairie View, A&M. Like the Tigers or something? I don't know.
You're on the right. They're the Panthers.
Panthers.
Yeah.
These are tough.
Yeah, Alabama State.
They're like Hornets.
That's right.
Hornets.
Hornets.
I think it's the Hornets or Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, they're Hornets. And then Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Lions.
They're the Golden Lions.
Golden Lions.
There you go. You're good.
I need to get up on my SWAC knowledge.
Yeah. Thomas Fry. Hey, guys. My brother's been getting me hooked on TNL lately, and I wanted to ask something. Do you think the Mississippi Beef Council's slogan, "Beef, it's what's for dinner," would make a good war cry? I definitely see myself screaming that at the game.
We're just going to scream at people. We're eating beef for supper.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. I don't see how that's going to work. So no, I say no.
Unless you're playing the Longhorns, Texas.
Right. Yeah. If you're playing Texas, it could work. Scott Ming, did you notice the touchdown for Evans was the same play Brennan Thompson scored the last touchdown on? Yes, I did notice that.
That was actually one of my first thoughts whenever I saw it.
I was like, because I thought for a second, I thought that was Evans on the route. I thought they had the same formation and everything. And then I realized it was Thompson. But yeah, I did realize that. They added a motion and the safety bit on Evans because he went deep and scored on him in the first quarter. Also, shout out to Drew Massey, number one. Who is Drew Massey? Is that a poll? Isn't that the poll? The Massey poll?
No, Drew Massey is a fellow Winston Countyan.
Oh, okay.
Just as Scott Ming is.
Shout out to him then.
I think he just wanted to shout out. Drew must have told him, "Hey, shout me out on the rumblings."
Brogan Fairchild, what stat has surprised you the most through the first two games? Maybe I shouldn't be surprised, Robbie, but it's the long touchdowns. It's what is average yards per touchdown a stat? Because score from far has been happening. State's got, what, four touchdowns that are 40 yards or more this year? And they should have five. If Anthony Evans doesn't have a totally useless holding call, Brennan Thompson scores a 60-yard touchdown against Southern Miss. That the fact that score from far is happening, I just haven't ever seen it at Mississippi State, so it's surprising.
Somebody shared yesterday with me a list of schools, like the most explosive plays. I think State was, like,
They're
way
up
down
there.
The list, like in the hundreds.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're scoring long distance plays at a higher clip. So I don't know that maybe they're not, they don't have as many explosive plays total.
Yeah.
But they're scoring.
Scoring plays are, yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie, Mark Etheridge just tweeted this. Arkansas doesn't play LSU, Tennessee, Texas, Texas A&M, or Vanderbilt.
Cool. That's a nice draw.
How did Arkansas not get LSU? That's crazy.
You stayed at home.
Yeah. They have Ole Miss? Where do they have Ole Miss? They obviously do. Ole Miss, Rebels.
That should be at Arkansas.
That should be at Arkansas, too. God. All right, also from Brogan. If you could create your ultimate fast food meal by cherry picking from all the fast food restaurants, what would it be? I'm glad you asked. All right. So, to me, the best fast – are we going to count Five Guys as fast food, yes or no? I need to know right off the top.
I told you several years ago, no.
Okay. So
it's a sit-down restaurant.
I don't agree with that, but for the purposes of this, I don't want to argue.
Do they do drive-through?
Well, Subway doesn't do drive-through. Are they a fast food restaurant?
Yeah, but that's a little different to me.
No, you can't say drive through, and so it's fine. It's fine. I don't need Five Guys. It's fine. All right. Outside of
Why
Five
are you
Guys,
so upset about it?
because I just don't want to argue. I'm not in a mood to argue today. I'm just not. So I
Huh.
on another day, maybe we would have this argument.
We're
Today,
doing the rhomboids.
today's not the day for arguing. We're not going to argue about arguing.
I disagree.
You son of a. Anyway, we're going to go best burger. I want a burger. It's fast food. I want a burger. So I'm going to get, you know what?
Whataburger?
Ooh, that's a good choice. I like Whataburger. What about Shake Shack? That's high end. They spend some money there, but they got a drive-through.
That's a fresh burger too, isn't it?
Yeah. So the Shake Shack bacon double cheeseburger. I want that. I also want the Shake Shack cheese fries. They are really good. I want a order of cheddar peppers from Sonic. Also want Route 44 Coke Zero. Coke Zero, because there's no calories in the rest of this. I might as well give. But they have that's the biggest fast food drink you can get, right? Is a Route 44.
Route 44, yep.
And then for dessert,
Will you be getting that from Route 12?
Route. No.
Okay.
There are two Sonics on Route 12.
There's no chilies, though.
There's no Chili's, there's no Bass Pro Shop. And then for dessert, I'm trying to determine where I want to go here. I think I'm going to go, I may stay at Sonic. Butterfinger Sonic. They don't make the Oreo cheesecakes
Blast.
anymore. Butterfinger Sonic Blast is the one that I like. And then I'm going to get some chicken as well. We're going to Popeyes and we're going to get a three-piece tender with mashed potatoes and gravy.
And after this, you will be taking a trip to the ER.
I could eat all that.
Yeah, you could eat all
I
that.
wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't have any
Your
adverse.
heart probably couldn't
Nah, no,
handle it, but.
I'd be fine. I could do it once. So I had an idea. I had an idea. I want to do this with Borky. Tell me what you think of this. Do an egg bowl bet with him because I do the thing with Richard that's separate, right? So Borky and I would do an egg bowl bet. The loser has to eat 10,000 calories in one day.
Good Lord.
You think he could do it? I know I could.
No, he couldn't do it.
Oh, I'm gonna throw that at him and see what he says.
You'll be cheering for Ole Miss to
I'll be up
win
there
the
under my
game.
breath, be like,
Oh
"Oh no,
no.
somebody get Domino's on the phone." No, I might as well get some enjoyment out of an egg bowl loss, right?
Oh
Did
God.
you want to do your fast food meal?
A lot of it would involve Sonic, I think.
Yeah, Sonic is good. It's very underrated.
I love a Sonic burger.
Yeah. No, the supersonic cheeseburger is great. Yeah.
What I might do is go with a double cheeseburger from Sonic with a strawberry slush. And no, I'm gonna do cherry limeade. And then I'm gonna get the curly fries from Arby's. I'm
I
going
like the
to
ball.
go to Dairy Queen and I'm gonna get a Butterfinger, what's their things called?
Sonic
The
Blast. Oh,
no,
no, Blizzard,
Dairy Queen.
Blizzard, Blizzard.
Blizzard. Butterfinger Blizzard
Oh, ooh, I might have
from
made a mistake. That's
Dairy
a good call.
Queen.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm gonna go to McDonald's and get an apple pie.
If you want a pie, you should go to Jack's. Get the strawberry cheesecake pie.
That is that. No, screw McDonald's. I'm going to Jackson getting the strawberry cheesecake apple pie. Yes.
Yes. Strawberry cheesecake pie. There's no apple.
Well, sorry. The fried pie, the
At
strawberry
Jack.
cheesecake.
Yeah. That's the.
Whenever I think fried pies, I think apple pie. So I
Yeah.
just,
No, I got you. Yeah.
it's kind of like calling it a hot water heater.
Yeah. Yes.
It's redundant and
Got you.
wrong.
All right. All right, I got to give you guys a little inside baseball here. Robbie and I are up against a little bit of a time crunch here. So we're just going to get a few more questions in and we'll call it a day here. So if we skip your question, we apologize. You feel free to, for,
We have a lot of questions.
we have a lot of questions today. Andy Losick asked us, did last week's casino and food comments blow up so quickly because they hit so close to the passive aggressive, entitled, ignorant state fans endure from Ole Miss? I think so. I think there was a lot of,
Lot like that.
but at the same time, the Ole Miss fans were like, hey, that's not right. So I don't. That's an interesting dichotomy there.
Yep. But yeah, that I think that's where most of that drives is. Yeah. It sounds like what Ole Miss people say to Mississippi State, and Mississippi State people are tired of that.
We're just ready for it at this point. Brett Christensen, how much Kamario Taylor do we see the next 2 weeks? A lot. I think we see a lot of him this coming weekend for sure.
If you don't see him a lot in the next 2 weeks, it's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. The MSU bologna sandwich. I'm sorry. What are the chances that Jamil Burrows can come in and make a big impact to alleviate Whitson being out? He played on Saturday, only had one tackle, but maybe he can get going here in these next two games.
They need somebody
to step up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walking bully. Is Oklahoma better than you thought? I don't know if that's the case or if Michigan's just worse than I thought.
I think Oklahoma is a lot better.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm still not 100% sold on them. We'll say that. Say that. Okay. Come on, man. Andy Atkinson asking ridiculous questions here. What are we doing? Nobody knows those, Andy.
He's just trying to one up me here.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I don't know any of that. The Rhode Island School of Design basketball mascot, no.
We're just gonna have to cheat. School
is also stealing Matt's gimmick.
Yeah, we won't tolerate
gimmick infringement.
I don't. Hold on. What is that supposed to be? Nope, we're not talking about that. Nope, just don't, just trust me. Don't Google it. It'll be like what happened. Somebody Googled the guy. Somebody looked at the profile yesterday. Dog Von Erich texted me. He's like, I looked and yeah. So just don't look it up. Yeah, I said don't look it up. I think we're gonna have to call it a day. Well, sorry, we got a lot of questions today and we got to get going, so. Unfortunately, we're on a time crunch today. Hate that.
Mascot's name Scrody.
You remember that GIF I said yesterday? That's what he is. That's what the mascot is. Do I need to say it again? You're turning red.
No, okay. I think mine sounded a lot better.
Well, I mean, yeah, because you know, if you just hear Scrody, you're like, what? It sounds like something off of South Park. Like Scrody and Towley would have been good friends. All right. Sorry, guys. It's just one of those days. Life got in the way, but hope you enjoyed today's show. Back with
we
you tomorrow.
Most of them, I think.
Yeah. Well, you say that. We got a lot.
Actually, no. We
didn't get to a lot of them. It just is what it is. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk some MSU football. We'll go a little deeper into this baseball schedule as well on tomorrow's show. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk. This is it. Not you better not cool up. Come on, the world is cold, but I'm on too long. I said the world is cold, but I'm on too long. I know the world is cold, but I'm on too long. If you see me staring at you, better not cool up. I said the world is cold, but I'm on too long. I said the world is cold, but I'm on too long. I know the world is cold, but I'm on too long. If you see me staring at you, better not cool up. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.